The Between the Lines Vikings postgame report is here. Round one of Vikings-Lions in 2015 and the Vikings' first division game of 2015 goes the Vikings' way, 26-16. We are victorious. Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, joins us to talk about the game, a physical brand of football for the Vikings offense. Good to see after Monday night's loss.
Yeah, it was a fun game to call today on the Vikings radio network. Fun for all of us to watch, first of all, because the Vikings won, but secondly, it looked like an organized football operation. That wasn't necessarily the case in the game at San Francisco. Teddy Bridgewater was only sacked one time. That's very big news when Teddy plays the Lions because he was sacked 12 times by that team last year. Rudolph started it off beautifully. Adrian had nearly 200 total yards. Very, very good day in Minneapolis today, and we're 1-1.
And you get a defense that got off the field when it mattered the most, was physical, and I just don't know. Matthew Stafford's tough as nails. He stood in there and made throw after throw, but he never looked comfortable. He was able to score touchdowns, but he just never looked comfortable against that pass rush.
Well, the thing I like most about the Vikings against Stafford and the Vikings overall today is the Vikings look like the better team. It's like when we left Santa Clara, I mean, I can't say San Francisco's better than the Vikings despite the way the game worked out. I knew the game was an aberration, as I said on my KFan radio show all week last week, but I knew all of it wasn't an aberration, and I wanted to see what jumped up today. First and foremost for me, the offensive line, from Khalil to Fusco to Berger to Harris over to T.J. Clemmings. I think the rookie right tackle from Pitt had a very good game today. And that jumped up nicely to put it in a spot where the Vikings looked like a better overall team than the Lions today. That's big stuff.
We won the turnover battle.
Mm-hmm.
Ever important in the NFL, isn't it, to win the turnover battle?
No doubt.
Finally, we won one.
And when you get Justin Tratto jumping a route the way he did late in that game, that was just a thing of beauty. Excellent move by the coaching staff, by the way, because Tratto was not active in the game at Santa Clara, and the team knew that was going to be more of a run-first game, but in knowing that today would be more of a pass-first game, they activated Tratto over rookie Danielle Hunter, and the decision proved to be brilliant. He had an interception.
Up next for the Vikings, the San Diego Chargers. PA, top of the head, key to beating the Chargers.
Well, you need to keep Phillip Rivers in check. I can tell you already, 7 days in front of the game, it's one of those bend but don't break bits. He's going to get his. Keenan Allen is going to get his. They're going to move the ball up and down the field a little bit. I like Phillip Rivers a fair amount more than I like Matthew Stafford. Now, I'm not exactly sure how Melvin Gordon et al. And Danny Woodhead did against Cincinnati today, but they were very nondescript, and Melvin Gordon second-guessed himself a lot in his debut against the Detroit Lions, like a lot of rookies do. So that'll be a super fun one. Of course, back in 2007 when San Diego was in Minneapolis, Adrian Peterson set the NFL single season or single game rushing record at 296.
Yep.
Norv Turner, the offensive coordinator for the Vikings. Norv coached the Chargers that day, so you'll have a lot of interesting storylines at Vikings.com and elsewhere walking up to that game.
That'll be a fun game. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Mike.
Vikings win today 26-16 over the Detroit Lions. The Between the Lines Vikings postgame report is done. Our first win is in the books, and lots of content coming for you on Vikings.com, so stay tuned.